In Egypt, three prominent activists have gone on trial for defying a controversial protest law. Ahmed Maher, Ahmed Douma, and Mohammed Adel are accused of organizing an illegal protest on November the 30th. Maher and Douma are also charged with allegedly assaulting police officers at another rally last month. The charges stem from a new law imposed by the military-backed government following the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi in early July. Maher and Douma supported Morsi's removal but opposed what they see as the army's attempts to crack down on the freedom of expression. Reports say the trial of the three leading figures who had a major role in the 2011 downfall of the former regime has been adjourned now. Cairo has drawn international fire for the protest law, which has sparked violent protests nationwide. The law bans any protest assembly without prior permission from the police. Egyptian police have clashed with anti-government protesters in Al-Azhar and Mansoura universities. Police stormed the Al-Azhar University campus, firing tear gas and bird shots. Nearly 40 students were wounded in the incident. Students were protesting the referral of their colleagues to the criminal court on charges of alleged involvement in the storming of Al-Azhar's Sheikh Dam headquarters. Police have also clashed with students from Mansoura University who were protesting against what they call a military coup against former President Mohamed Morsi. Two students were arrested. They set fire to two police vehicles which were trying to enter the campus. Since November, university campuses across Egypt have been the focal point of many clashes. Rights groups and activists have repeatedly condemned campus violence, saying it threatens students' freedoms and university's independence. Well, let's cross over to our correspondent in Egypt, Mohammed Chalabi, who now joins us via Skype from Cairo. Now, Mohammed, first of all, I'd like to touch up on this trial which is taking place of Ahmed Maher, Ahmed Douma, and Mohammed Adel. This, in fact, goes to show that the people out there protesting against the military-backed regime are not just pro-Muslim Brotherhood people, now are they?
Absolutely, Kenise, and this is a very high-profile case, and this has led the National Coalition for the Defense of Legitimacy of Morsi and the 2012 Constitution to call for some sort of unification with liberal streams, with youths at large. And this is what we've been hearing from the founder of the 6th of April youth movement, Ahmed Maher, and his number two man, Mohammed Adel, and Douma, another prominent activist, and before them, Ali Abdel Fattah, renowned for his role in campaigning against the military trial of civilians. They now believe, although they supported the June 30 protests and the changes that followed that, they now are against the military rule in Egypt, and they now say that this is a coup, and they also talk about a new preparations for a new revolution on the commemoration of the third anniversary of the January 25th popular revolution that toppled a longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak in 2011. But so far, both sides, Kenise, have been shy, they've been timid, and in uniting, and it remains to be seen how will they find common ground. They already have common ground, but the Islamic stream and the liberal stream in Egypt, both the liberal stream largely now opposing the events in Egypt, what they see as oppression that is reminiscent of what happened during the Mubarak era. And the Islamic stream at large, with the exception of the main Salafist party here in Egypt, are now both against the coup. We're hearing talk from, especially from the Islamic stream, that they want to unite with the youth, with those liberal streams, with the icons of the 25th of January revolution, if you will. But we don't know how they will unite, and if they will unite in time in the end. Before January 25th, of course, the universities' protests are now taking the lead, and it seems that the youth are leading again the way here, Kenise, against oppression.
Indeed, the youth were and have always been at the forefront of the revolutionary movement in Egypt. We're going to have to leave it there. Our correspondent, Mohammed Chalabi, there, reporting from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Mohammed, thank you for that update there.